Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
And I'm Tyler.
And Tyler's hardcore today.
Yeah. Slip into a Slim Jim.
Oh, yes. Slim Jims are so good. So delicious.
That they are.
We just got sponsored by Slim Jim. That would actually be a great sponsor.
I wish.
Those things are so fantastically delicious.
Will we get to meet the Macho Man?
Hopefully.
I hope.
I would actually love that. Macho Man, cool. Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah. I can dig it.
Or what did he say?
I don't remember. To be honest with you, I wanted to say brother, but that's That's Hulk Hogan.
Oh, well, yeah. Hulk Hogan was all, brother.
Yeah.
Brother. How'd you do, brother?
Brother.
That's almost like a weird religious, you know, cult. When you meet Hulk Hogan, you're automatically inducted into the Hulk Hogan Brotherhood.
Hulkamaniacs.
The Hulkamaniacs. The Brotherhood of Hulk.
So.
Which is actually a good lead-in to today's topic.
Which is?
Protein. So, what brought up this topic, Tyler?
We did carbs, we did fats, and we figured we should do protein.
Way to sum it up in about 12 seconds. Or less. Thanks, Tyler. I'm expecting to kill some more airtime with that.
Sorry. Well,
nope, you ruined it. Too late now. But, I mean, there's a lot of misinformation and everything about out there about protein. So, especially with a couple of new research articles that came out in the last couple of weeks, which we'll talk about later, that said that about 20 grams of protein is all you need per serving. I was like, oh, we'll need to talk about that. So, we'll hit that topic and much more later. Reminder, Monday is the last day to sign up for the True Fitness Academy
holiday
spectacular. It's going to include videos and an awesome ebook that's going to get you not fat for the holidays. How to survive and how to still enjoy your holidays. We're sending that out Monday around noon.
How does one subscribe to our newsletter, Keon?
The newsletter subscribers, to subscribe, go to truefitnessacademy.com, top right of the screen, right under our shining, beautiful faces.
That's us, not models.
Yep, I know, right? It will be kind of our models. And you just enter your name and email address, and you will get a confirmation email. And on Monday, you can expect an awesome surprise in your mailbox around 1 o'clock. That's when you can expect that. So,
make sure you sign up for that. And much, much more.
And much, much more. There's a couple surprises we haven't talked to you about yet that are actually going to be really, really cool.
That we'll talk about on Tuesday and make everybody feel bad.
Exactly, because if you don't sign up by Tuesday, well, you won't get access to any of it.
Yeah.
Suck on that. All right, so let's start off this little protein discussion. Tyler, take it away.
Once upon a time, there was protein. No, but basically, I don't know why. The basic proteins, when I think of proteins, I automatically go to meat.
Right.
Products of chicken, beef, even salmon, I think about. Most people, I think, would tend to go towards beef
towards
and chicken.
Flesh, if you will.
Animals.
Well, flesh.
Why not animals?
I guess we are animals. I just wanted to make sure that our muscles were included in it, just in case we have any cannibals listening.
Oh, we do have a good sum of cannibals that do listen.
I've looked on our little map of listeners, and Cannibal Island is got a pretty good density right there.
Oh, good. So yeah, as like carbs are more for energy, and same with fat and stuff like that. Basically, the main role of protein is to build and repair your body tissues. And when we say body tissues, I mean like muscles, ligaments, and tendons, and all that fun stuff. So it basically repairs you.
Right. They're building blocks, if you will.
The building blocks.
Mm. It's like, ever play with those, like the Erector set?
No, I was a Lego guy.
I like the Legos, but I was so big on the Erector set, it's not even funny. Or the Kinects?
Yep, I was
Legos. Oh, Kinects were so good.
Legos, there, they were all I had.
Legos were good.
I had the Knights. I had the
Pirates.
I had the Pirates, and I had the spaceship ones.
Oh, I liked the snow ones. Those are my favorite. I
did not have the snow ones.
I liked that. I was a big builder as a child. Bob the Builder. Did you ever see that show as a kid? No?
No, that was so not our time period.
I forgot. I babysat for children who watched that. That's yeah. where that memory comes
I was
from.
Like, Bob the Builder came out in 2002,
3? No, probably 2000s. Early 2000.
So, okay.
Like our freshman year.
I don't know. It was weird.
Yep. So, continue.
Based, I don't know what else you want to say. It's important for synthesis of hormones, enzymes, and antibodies as well. Once again, it's a building block.
Right.
Those are all the, like, super textbook answers that need to be said.
Right. And there are 9 essential amino, because it's an amino acid that really is what we're concerned about. And there are 9 essential amino acids that your body can't synthesize out of itself or out of anything else. And we're not going to talk about the exact names because who really gives a crap? Unless you're a bodybuilder, you don't really need to care about that.
Mm-hmm. Fully agree.
And you can't get... I don't want to talk about soy today.
But yeah, there's not hundreds, but there's multiple ways of getting quote-unquote protein or amino acids into your body. They get broken down into... just words that I'm sure that you might have heard at times. Whey, soy, tofu has it, right?
Tofu. Yeah.
Then there's, I can never
casein.
Say casein. I always want to call it kerosene. But casein, there's milk protein, there's
egg
protein.
There's hemp protein. There's a lot of different protein types. Supplements yeah. that you can get.
And we're not going to get into those today.
No. Today we're talking about protein you get out of food. And the breakdowns and all of that.
Yes.
So, what else you got? Take us to the next step.
Basically, let's see. Where's my fun little notes I have? Some people eat too much protein, which you can tell most of these people have high cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have too much protein, it can be stored as fat.
Right. Because if you take it as the most simple thing, you can break down most things to be stored as fat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can collapse most carbohydrates and most proteins into a fat molecule. So, if you take in too many calories for the day, it's going to be stored as fat. Regardless of the quality of content. So, you could eat 8 grand in, you know, really nice lean proteins. You're still going to store it as fat if you don't work it off.
Yeah.
So, that's just basic calories in, calories out.
Concepts. With that, it's kind of a good thing to eat a lot of protein for short weight loss.
Right.
That hints is the Atkins diet, which historically, I believe, do not quote me on this, was more started for medical procedures for
yeah.
like people that were really overweight to lose a lot of weight right before medical procedures is
exactly.
where the Atkins diet originated from.
It's not a good long-term diet, but yeah, like you're saying, studies have shown that if you increase your protein to over 60%, between like 60 and 70% for a shorter period of time, you'll typically burn off more fat than on a higher carbohydrate diet. For athletes, though, that's really not recommended. You should probably be eating about 50% of your diet as carbohydrates for someone who exercises a lot, but for most of our fat loss patients, you could probably serve to kick up your protein intake just a little bit, not nearly as high as 60 or 70% for most people for a longer period of time. Remember, we're all about the lifestyle at the True Fitness Academy, so if you can't maintain something for a longer period of time, it's probably not worth your time because you'll just put the weight right back on. Amen?
Amen.
So let's talk about, you want to talk about sources of protein and quality of sources and all that?
Sure, why not?
Okay, let's just go down the list. You mentioned it already. We got chicken, beef, fish, pork. Pretty much those are your animal proteins.
Turkey.
Let's just say poultry, cover all the birds.
Beef.
and chicken. Oh, sorry, fish,
seafood,
and lamb.
Bah.
And camel.
I don't know what a camel noise is.
I don't know. I just know they spit.
Yeah, I don't. I've never had camel.
Neither have I. But it might be delicious. Who knows?
It's a delicacy.
So we'll just talk about those for now. So let's talk about poultry. Benefits, non-benefits, all the good stuff. What about chicken, Tyler? Get off your damn phone.
Sorry, my person I work out with in the morning just texted me and said that he almost got in a car accident, and I was trying to read it real fast, and I'll figure it out later.
Okay.
So we're going chicken.
Chicken.
What about it?
Let's talk about where would you incorporate it into your diet, because we're just going to go down the list and see. Because I don't want to do a yes-no, because you can fit all these meats into your category. Why would you eat it? When would you eat it? Let's talk
chicken
about that.
Chicken's a lean meat. By lean meat, it just doesn't have a lot of fat in it, is basically what that means. Let's see. I usually eat chicken for lunch or dinner.
Right.
I don't eat it. I don't have a lot of protein in the morning. If I do, it's eggs or a protein shake.
No.
Just because I mentally have a hard time eating chicken, like non-breakfast things early in the morning.
Right.
But with that, eggs are a great source of protein.
Fantastic, actually.
And egg whites are one of the best.
Right. The best part, a lot of doctors will tell you, oh, don't eat eggs because of the cholesterol. You can go ahead and eat chicken breast instead, right? Have you ever heard that? From a doctor, or not?
I don't go to
not
the
personally,
that often.
But you've heard other people talk, say things like that.
I've heard random.
The best part about that is that a chicken breast and an egg have roughly the same cholesterol, fat, and protein profile. Huh. They're almost identical. So if your doctor tells you that, he has a fundamental lack in nutritional knowledge.
It's entertaining how that's can easily be looked up.
Right. You just take a 12 seconds and figure it out. Other poultry varies in fat content, so just be careful of, like, the quail, of the smaller birds. I find that they usually have a little bit higher fat content per piece of meat.
You consider turkey poultry?
Yes, if it's a bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turkey's obviously a great choice.
I like turkey sandwiches.
Turkey sandwich is great. Ground turkey's really good. You just gotta make sure to spice it up the right way.
Uh-huh.
And it can be a really, really good alternative to red meat. Now, red meat gets a lot of heat. Let's move on there. I feel like that's a big thing.
Red meat, I feel, has a target on it. That's not well-deserved.
No, it really isn't. A lot of the red meat, the bad parts of red meat, it's kind of how we process it. Or not process it, but cook it. You know, like if you get a steak, there's tons of butter on it, right?
Yeah.
And then you eat the fat layer, too. And, you know, it's just a lot of gristle and nastiness. But if you cut away, if you prepare it right, and if you get a good cut piece of meat, and if you get a grass-fed cow, it actually is as good, if not better, for you than salmon. You know that?
Yeah.
The fat profile of a grass-fed piece of beef is the exact same fat profile as a piece of salmon. So, booyah, eat grass-fed beef.
And it's hard to find that. Like, I know Safeway doesn't have any.
No, they
and
don't.
And stuff like that. So it's hard to see it. It's a... Beef is that thing that I feel has a huge bad rep because of the fast food industry.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it's kind of like things that it had... It in... That it is a fine product, but people have made it bad.
Right.
So don't be scared to get tri-tip.
Right.
Like, it's not going to kill you. It's not bad. I mean, it's everything in excess is bad, but
right.
Having it 3-4 times a week is not going to kill you.
Right.
But if you do have a cholesterol problem, I would maybe watch it.
I'd just make sure you get, like, if you're getting ground beef, get the 10% fat as opposed to the 30% fat.
Yeah, it's just the little things.
Yeah, especially with cholesterol issues, because cholesterol really comes down to exercise in a lot of ways, so... Make sure you're exercising. Lose your abdominal fat, and your cholesterol will drop. It's almost a guaranteed.
Boom.
Let's talk about the other red meats. You got lamb.
I don't eat it.
I love lamb.
I don't eat it enough.
Lamb has a bad rep as well as being a really fatty piece of meat. The best part about it, though, is lamb's fat is always on the exterior portion of the meat. So if you trim away the fat, you don't have any marbling in the lamb.
Huh.
So if you don't, so you can cook it, and it's a really, really lean cut of meat. It's really good. If you like the flavor of lamb, I would highly suggest it. It's a really good portion, and I like the taste. You can do kebabs with it. You can get lamb chops, obviously. You can do little lamb steaks. All of the above are really good choices.
I don't eat lamb. It's not a concept of I have some weird emotional connection. I don't eat it enough to really know any knowledge of it. Like, I don't put it on my diet plans and stuff like that.
Okay. I just enjoy it. Yeah. I think it's a good mix-up if you're tired of chicken and all the other meats. It's a really good... It's not that expensive. Anything else about red meats, T?
Pork's white.
Pork is white. I was just about to move on to the pork.
So let's just go pork.
Pork.
If I think of something, I'll throw it out there.
What do you know about pork?
It's the other white meat.
It is the other white meat.
That's about it.
It's,
I don't eat pork that often besides bacon.
I don't really like pork that much. A lot of, like, everything but chicken and turkey seems to get a bad rap. Like, as far as the diet industry goes and the fitness industry, you can't eat anything but chicken and turkey. But red meat and pork are actually all right to incorporate into your diet. You just have to make sure they're good cuts of meat.
Yeah, and that it's a quality over quantity kind of thing where make sure your quality is good and make sure your quantity isn't astronomical.
Exactly.
And you'll be fine with anything you do.
Yeah, I completely agree. And on top of that, like, pork can taste really good. Like, I like bacon a lot, and as long as you don't eat too much bacon.
Who doesn't love bacon?
There are some people.
Except vegetarian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bacon's so good.
It is so good.
I haven't had bacon in a while.
It's messy. It's messy. And one of my friends, she pointed out that when you eat bacon, you really can't taste anything but bacon. So you have to like the taste of bacon for it to make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it can be a really good snack because it's high in protein. It's got some good fats in it if you get a good cut of bacon. And it doesn't have a lot of carbohydrates in it. So if you're trying to watch your carbs, it's a really good snack. I like to cook mine, freeze it, and you can microwave it when you're ready. Right?
Yeah, sorry, for some reason I just yawned.
Oh, poor baby.
I know.
Yeah. So, let's move on to seafood.
Seafood. I like salmon. I also like tuna. Tuna's not bad. I have tuna sandwiches a lot.
Tuna's good. You just kind of have to watch mercury content and all that and blah, blah, blah. There's also,
when you say watch mercury content, what do you mean?
Because some fish are more prone to have higher levels of mercury than others. And mercury is a heavy metal, can accumulate in your bloodstream and in your body, and that just causes a slew of issues. So if you're taking fish oil capsules, which we highly recommend, to make sure they're mercury-free or low mercury, so that you don't overwhelm your body with them. I like cooking fish. It's one of those things you have to buy it and cook it right away, though. If you don't cook it within 3 days of getting it, it's gonna get funky.
If not two.
Yeah. One thing that's cool that I would go check out, if you're worried about the ethical aspects of seafood, I would go to...
If you didn't hear it right now, my eyes rolled.
Right.
I don't know if it was loud enough for people to hear audibly.
Not only the ethical, but the nutritional and mercury content of seafood, which Tyler can care about. I will put a link up, but the Monterey Bay Aquarium has a seafood watch recommendations list. So it has four levels of... two watch lists. You have your best choices, you have your good alternatives, you have your avoid list, and you have your super green list, which is a list of wild and farm seafood that's healthy for people and the oceans.
Great.
Yeah, because some seafood is farmed, some seafood is not farmed.
Like trout is farmed.
Yeah, except trout and salmon are sometimes farmed, and that can change the whole... It depends on their diet. We feed them corn, and that changes their whole fat profile and protein profile and changes the nutrients. So we'll put the link up there. They also have an iPhone app, which I have, and I use whenever I'm out eating or buying seafood, and I find it really useful.
Oh.
So we'll put that link up there. In addition to other seafoods, you have, like, scallops and that kind of stuff.
Crab and lobster.
Yeah, which, all good in moderation.
It's all good, but then it's kind of the...
Excuse me.
It's funny because I went to Bubba Gump's this weekend, and I had a sampler thing, and there was lobster involved in it. And the side to lobster is always a thing of garlic butter.
Right.
And so, do you really think downing a thing of butter is really the best thing for you? No. So, if you like the taste of lobster by itself, go for it, or maybe another sauce that isn't as bad, but it's entertaining that it's this thing of butter.
Right. It's just like butter dip.
Yeah, it was very odd.
And a lot of like the prawns and shrimp, they get deep fried and battered and all that. And there is no excuse for calling that health food.
Coconutted or good for you. Stuff like that.
Which I do love the coconutted. It's delicious, but there's no excuse for saying this is a healthy meal. No excuse. You can't say that.
If the word's fried in it, you can't.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's something that I'd consider that's fried that's healthy.
Maybe like a fried donut?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a fried donut would be good. Let's talk about some other protein sources. We talked about most animal proteins. Anything else that we need to cover with animal proteins? Human, obviously, for our cannibal friends.
Yeah.
Delectable. I like thigh meat.
Okay.
I've heard it's delicious. Never tried any myself.
I'm more of a breast guy.
Oh. That's actually really funny.
Yeah, that's clever, huh?
Yeah, that's actually really good.
But yeah, the other places you can find protein.
Which is actually true, just so you know, ladies.
But the other, besides point. Other places you can find protein, dairy.
Dairy, absolutely. Cheeses, yogurts.
Milk.
Milk. Cheeses, gotta watch out for the fat content.
That's the biggest issue with most dairy.
Yep. I love the Greek yogurt. It's called Faye, spelled phage, F-A-G-E. But they pronounce it Faye. I don't know. Go figure. Ask the Greeks. But it has a really high protein content for a low fat content. And I like it. It's a little tart and nice. And I like it with a little bit of nuts, some nuts and some honey. Delicious.
Spectacular. I see you eat that every once in a while.
Yeah. I have two things in the fridge.
Let's see. Where else can you get protein?
Soy.
Beans.
Oh. No, let's go with beans because I don't want to talk about soy.
Beans and... It makes me angry. I always call it legumes, but it's not.
Legumes?
Legumes.
Yeah, great sources of protein. Again, it's hard to find a complete protein in the vegetable world, but beans are a great source. Nuts are a great source. Black beans, pinto beans, bean beans.
Beans, beans.
Cool
beans.
Cool beans.
Beans, beans.
Cool beans.
Spectacular.
But yeah, let's talk about soy. I feel like we're obligated to talk about soy.
Talk about soy.
Have we talked about it on the show before?
No, but let's not go into a rant about it. Let's just throw out...
Soy's bad for you. Done.
Okay.
No.
You can get protein from soy. Would we suggest it? No.
No. That's soy has a lot of bad things in it for you, which we will go on a complete episode with one day in the near future. I will write that down because...
You... have a rager on the hatred of soy.
I despise most soy products.
So
let's move on to, have you heard about this 20 grams of protein research thing that they did?
No.
There was a research article, let me see if I can pull it up, but the gist of it was that your body can only process about 20 grams of soy per feeding, right?
Okay.
Yeah, or for muscle synthesis. So
how do they do that?
There's a way they can do it. I don't really know how they did it, but they gave people They gave people 0, 5 grams, 10 grams, 20 grams, or 40 grams of protein after weight training and saw how much muscle protein synthesis was stimulated after a workout, right? And then there was another study that elderly people were given 30 or 90 grams of dietary protein in a single meal. And the 30 grams maximally stimulated muscle synthesis again. So what that brings up the question to me is muscle synthesis the only thing that you're looking at when you're talking about eating protein, right?
Yes.
And muscle synthesis just means getting a bigger muscle, right? So 20 grams of protein, it could break down to like 3 eggs or some milk after a workout. And so my question is though, like why would, I mean, yes, 20 to 30 grams might be the best for protein synthesis, but where else are you going to get your calories if you're not eating good quality protein? That means are you loading up with crappy carbohydrates or crappy fats? So that's, I mean, that's one big thing that you're missing out on. You're also missing out on a lot of the other benefits of protein, like for your skin, for your ligaments, for your tendons. I mean, they didn't look at any of that. So 20 grams, I know a lot of people are going to find this article up on the internet in different places. So I just wanted to spearhead it right away. I think probably 30 to 40 grams is probably more normal for a man in a sitting. And 20 to 30 grams is probably what a woman should eat per sitting.
I mean, I've heard I rarely hear it break down per sitting.
Uh-huh.
I always hear it in, like, per day kind of content. So I've always been told, like, per day, take your body weight and either, like, times it by 2 or, like, by 1.5.
Right. Right.
And that mattering your body weight, that can put you at ridiculous amounts. So.
Right. I usually say 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight is pretty good, or more depending on how aggressive you want to be with your muscle growth and all that. But yeah, going back to this article, I think it's kind of silly to assume that 20 grams of protein is all you need. Plus, protein has a greater thermogenic effect on your body than other nutrients, meaning that it costs you more to digest protein energy-wise, so you're burning more calories, meaning that you're not taking it, that your basal metabolic rate, you're burning more calories just by eating it.
Sounds good.
Sounds all good. Is there anything else we need to talk about protein before we move on? This is just our general overview. We're not going to delve into supplements. We're not going to delve into a lot of the stupid, complicated stuff as of yet.
I'm hoping to knock out the supplements when we get sponsored by something.
Yeah.
So if you work for a sponsor or somebody that would like to sponsor us, by all means. No, I think that's it in a nutshell. I feel like proteins is such a huge thing that a lot of people know either very little or a lot wrong about.
Right.
That I hope we did justice to people's questions.
Right. A lot of it comes down to flavor. Like, just make sure you're cutting off the fat that you don't need on obvious pieces of meat and always go for the leaner cuts. You don't need to avoid red meats. You don't need to only eat salmon and chicken. If you don't like salmon, then don't eat salmon. Like, you don't have to eat, like, a lot of people, it cracks me up with a lot of nutrition people. They'll be like, oh, you must eat salmon and broccoli and blah, blah, blah. It's like, if I don't like salmon and broccoli, that's not going to work for me. And I'm going to gain my weight back. You have to find a program that's actually going to work for you and get you to the place you need to be and work with you instead of working against your normal tendencies.
No, I fully agree.
Yeah, next week we're going to be talking about, we got some listener mail on Tuesday that, again, spurred a whole episode. So thank you, Toby, for that. Then we've got Wednesday. We're talking about what's in season. We're going to be talking about fruits and vegetables that you can eat during the winter months. Tyler is going to give us a boxing 201 lesson on Thursday. And Friday, we're going to go off on a diet that we personally hate. We're going to rant about this one. This is a big diet that we do not like. And then Monday, as always, is This Week in Fitness. If you don't sign up for our newsletter by Monday, game over. You will not receive our holiday playbook, and you will not get the bonuses that are attached to that as well. Anything else for us, Tyler?
I will leave you with an elastic elephant.
Ooh, thank you. Have a great week. Peace. He got a glimpse in the bathroom.